Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sociopath Will Narkins on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, happy Saturday! What is going on, Will Narkins? Then I'm done. I did all the sports and I could over the last 2 days, filling in for Dirt and Sprague while they're out on their
all the sports
party.
You could.
Whew, man, I'm all out. There's
you
nothing
didn't
left.
Sports?
No, I didn't. Not really.
I listened to that show. All you're talking about is a couple dudes robbing people at a card game.
It's about as close as we can get to sports these days. We got NASCAR tomorrow. That thing.
Name three NASCAR drivers driving that tomorrow.
Kyle Busch.
Do you know that for certain?
Yes, because he's made comments about this. He's actually one of the
Maybe
guys.
Maybe he's not playing in it, though.
No, he's definitely racing. I know that he made comments. Tony Stewart?
What about that Gordon guy?
No, I think he's retired. Jimmy Johnson, I think, is retired, too. That's another guy that
Jimmy
I know he's
Johnson?
Made. Yeah.
He's the coach of the Dolphins, isn't he?
Well, he used to be. And he started driving NASCAR. Him and Joe Gibbs.
Really?
Joe Gibbs also, well, Joe Gibbs doesn't drive, but he owns a team.
That's kind of a weird thing to own, isn't it? Like, do you make
a
lot of money off
team?
Of those?
Yeah. I think that you do.
Really?
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot of sponsors. It took how long for the NBA to put one little patch on their jersey?
Mm.
NASCAR sells out pretty hard. Pretty hard.
That's just kind of a weird thing to buy. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. There's people where you are, you're athletes for such a long time that you accumulate a lot of money. I'm sure Jimmy Johnson, right, has a lot of money. But, like, the idea that you think to yourself, yeah, I'm going to buy a NASCAR team.
Joe Gibbs owns a team. There's two Jimmy Johnsons. This is a...
Okay.
Yeah. Just...
Which anyway. One's the...
Joe Gibbs
which one's
owns
the Dallas
a team.
Cowboys head coach?
He's sticking with football and extends. That's all he does. He does late night infomercials for increased manhood. And then the other Jimmy Johnson drives in NASCAR. Joe Gibbs went from head coach to owner of NASCAR team.
Okay.
Gibbs Racing.
I think I got it.
Picking up what I'm putting down.
That's pretty cool that Jimmy Johnson did that, by the way. I don't think there's any shame in doing...
Him and Frank Thomas, him and the, yeah. If your nickname is the Big Hurt and you go and do those pills, that's
awesome.
That is great use of your legacy.
No shame in that. Bob Dole. You remember Bob Dole used to do them in the 90s?
Remember Dirt and Sprague?
Yeah. Chew it and do it.
Believe they do those right now. You going to jump on that endorsement when runs out on them?
How do you know I haven't already? How do you know they didn't sell me on it?
Well, no, I'm not saying you're not using the product. I'm just saying, are you going to start endorsing the product? Would you put your name behind a product of that nature?
Yeah, of course I would.
Okay.
I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Look, man, I'm all about overall better health. And if I'm going to have better relations with my wife due to that pill, I'm going to do it. Is it a competitive advantage, an unfair competitive advantage? You bet your ass it is. But I don't really care about that. All I care about is getting it done. Wait. I care about chewing it and doing it.
Who are you competing against in this scenario?
Everybody. You, Swag, Bossman, Dirt, Sprague, any dude who thinks he can do it better than me, I'll show him.
You're going to chew it and do it better?
I'm going to chew it and do it.
I'm going to chew it better, then I'm going to do it better.
I'll do it right in front of you.
Gulp. So how's your week going, buddy?
It's fine.
Yeah? So we got a notice yesterday from our leadership, corporate leadership at Entercom, keeping people out of the building until September, it sounds like.
Yeah, September 1. At least.
At least. This is in bold print.
I do love that, at least.
How did that make you feel?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's a long time. We're 60 days into this.
So, if it's September.
Yes.
That means probably no football, right?
Well, not in the Entercom building, is my guess. I mean, this isn't a global mandate. This is a corporate mandate. This is our company. So, yes, it's very unlikely that there will be football games played in the Entercom buildings across the country.
Okay, this is what I'm saying, though. I enjoy working for this company, okay?
That's good.
That's on record.
That's
so everything I say after this
is being recorded.
I can't get in trouble for
it. I enjoy.
I definitely enjoy working for this company. Mark that S down.
Okay.
If Entercom is keeping us out until September, I'm pretty sure that means football might not be played because I got to tell you, man, I've been forced into this building for far worse, for icy hills.
Oh, yeah.
At friggin' 3 a.m., no, dude, if we're out till September 1st, I think that's the barometer for you that football ain't happening.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're 2.5. So we're 65 days, 14 hours, 31 minutes, and 6 seconds since the NBA shut down their season.
You got your counter up?
I do. Nice. Earlier in that week, I think was when they started having people stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So around like 8 weeks. We're halfway through May. You're looking at another 3.5 months without people coming into the office. Now, we're here, of course, to do this show because we care about the people.
Sure.
I just wonder.
It's not the paycheck.
55305.
Because I don't get paid.
55305 is a fan text line. What's going on in other people's workplaces? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of essential workers that are still working, grocery stores, hospitals, garbage collectors, garbage collectors, mailmen, whatever. Thank
Male
you all.
People.
Thank you all to the people that are out there keeping things functioning.
Don't trigger people. It's male people.
Male people.
Actually, even male people is a bit risque.
Yeah?
Because maybe some people don't identify as people.
Ooh. Fair point.
In fact, we should just quit talking about male.
The male people.
But don't say that.
So, anyways.
What's going on with everybody else? I don't know, man. I mean, you're going to have to work from home for what? Another 3 months? I mean, that's kind of what I think about. A lot of the people I think that are essential workers, you know, that are out there doing the stuff that keep the world floating around.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, not a lot has changed. It's probably just more of a pain in the ass to go to work because now you have to use PPE for everything. Yeah. Like, you know, excluding the joke, the mailwoman that I had that always comes by our house, I saw her and
she's always hanging around.
She just looked pissed off when she had to deliver all of our mail because she has her face mask on and she has her gloves on and then she has a huge thing of disinfectant in her car. And so she's like putting all the crap in my mailbox. And then she's like squirting, going like this.
Yep.
And I can just see in her face, she's just like, can I just get back to normal, please?
Yeah, but aren't all of us like that right now?
I guess. Nope. I don't know, man. I work from home. It's really not, I don't think, much of a travesty for me at this point.
Fair enough.
If I lose my job, really when I lose my job,
yeah, fair point.
Then it might kind of start sucking.
Yeah.
But I'm incredibly fortunate that I still have a job and that I get to work from home and that I come in here once, twice a week.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. It's just strange to realize that it's like, hey, we're not getting back to anything normal anytime soon, at least in the corporate sense of things. To your question is, does that mean football is canceled? Baseball's going to try to figure this out first. Basketball's going to try to figure this out first. What they need to do, and baseball has said this,
mm-hmm.
they need to have enough testing to do repeat testing again and again to make sure people are safe each time they take the diamond.
That's smart.
Sure. But what that means is that the essential workers need to have tests available. There need to be tests available in the communities that are playing baseball before they are going to take. Baseball is not trying to ramp up the amount of tests just to play baseball.
Right.
They're waiting for the community at large to have enough tests.
Or, you know, the country.
That they can take them. Yeah, well, exactly.
Everyone in the country.
Well, not just the
country. Because that's probably more of a priority than baseball or basketball or football.
And they've said as much.
Oh,
and it's not just this country.
Just to add on to that, accurate tests. Because, you know, now we're having an issue with that where there's false positives.
Well, yes, but that's mostly with the antibody tests. Those are the ones that are really bad. But it's not just this country. Toronto Raptors, Toronto Blue Jays, my friends. So don't be one of those people that excludes Canada from this, you jerk.
Exclude Canada all I want.
Don't you dare.
Text lines 55305. My office is closed, but I just remembered I need to get in there because I need to clean out my desk from all the stuff I'm stealing before the deep clean.
Thanks, Ryan.
Well played.
Very good. Yeah.
Also, Tyler says that he's furloughed working in the vacation industry.
Yeah.
Sucks. Sorry, dude.
No kidding. I worked in hospitality for a long time, bartending and then hotels. And, you know, I consider myself very lucky. So I've got a lot of friends that are still in that industry. And it's terrifying.
Like, that's
what's
rough.
Going on. My brother works for Alaska Airlines. He works for the VIP lounge. So, hopefully those benefits, those unemployment benefits have made it your way. My wife was unemployed for, I don't know, 4 weeks and still hasn't seen anything. So it's kind of a dicey situation out there for a lot of people. So if you are furloughed, hopefully everything is going well.
That means you still get health insurance, right?
If you're furloughed, I believe so.
Yeah. But or some benefit or something.
I think so. I don't know. Man, it's crazy times. Crazy times. But again, the update, we're our office, other than on-air personalities, closed down until September. So hopefully everybody out there can continue working. But yeah, the working from home thing, I think will extend well beyond that, because let's be honest, another 3 months, you're going to probably be equally as efficient working from home as you ever were working from the office, if not more.
Sure. So I want you to be honest with me right now.
Yep.
Don't lie about this and
I
try
will
to
not.
Sound, you know,
just because this is
whatever.
Being recorded.
Yeah.
Just because everyone's listening, you don't want me to lie.
You know, just trying to put on airs.
Okay.
How many days a week do you work in your underwear?
I haven't worked in my underwear. Basketball shorts is usually my uniform of choice.
BS. Come on.
It is true.
Come on, dude.
True. Truth. Truth.
How many days?
This is truth.
You don't.
I think the kids and wife at home.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
The kids are going to see you in your underwear at some point.
Oh, and they do. But no, I don't work in my underwear.
So you don't work in your underwear, but they do see you in your underwear.
I do wear underwear. Is that the question?
Are you boxers or are you briefs?
Boxer briefs. You?
Same.
Yeah. Boxer brief. Revolutionary.
See, the problem is we have a lot of windows at our house, and since the good weather's been happening, there are kids out on their scooters, and I will walk around in just underwear in the house, and there's not really a lot of shrubbery to obscure the line of vision of me just walking around in the undies.
The twins share a bedroom at the end of the hall. In the middle of the hall is our guest room, which is now my office. And then our at the other end of the house is the master bedroom. The master bedroom and the girls' bedrooms both look out different directions. Master looks out into the yard.
Yeah.
Girls' room looks out into the front of the house, out into the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guest bedroom, the way it was designed, brilliant, looks directly into the guest bedroom of the house next door.
So sometimes do you just sit in your underwear with your shirt off and smoke a cigarette and look in there?
I don't. So that is part of the reason that I'm not working in the undies. But I've also come up with the very clever tactic of looking like I care by throwing on a sports jacket for my go-to meetings. And it's like when I first started doing it, people were like, oh, really dressed up for this one. And I'll talk with like clients or whatever. And they, oh, sorry, I'm a little underdressed. I'm like, dude, I'm just wearing a t-shirt, basketball shorts, and I threw on a blazer. Not really putting in a ton of effort, but a lot of people, it escapes them. They're like, I didn't really gussy up for this meeting like you did. I'm like, I haven't shaved in 3 days. I haven't showered in 2 days. All I did was throw on a blazer.
You remember the movie Something About Mary?
I do.
You remember in the beginning where he goes to meet Matt Dillon to just kind of like feel him out as the PI?
Sure.
And they're talking in his room, and he's like, look, Ted. And he gets up, and he like his pants are unbuckled. Yes, he tucks his shirt in.
Yep,
and everything. I always imagine doing that in the meetings when it gets kind of tense and people are like either mad about something or really intense. Just like stand up and be like, look, Luke, and then just like zip the pants up and tuck the shirt in. Look, I think there's far more people in 55305, text line. Are you working in your underwear if, in fact, you're working at home? Because I believe that even if you do have kids in public, if you had said, well, no, I have kids around that. Look, your kids have seen you in your underwear, okay? Yeah. Unless you're just some mutant who, for some reason, doesn't want your kids to see any part of your body whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
It's gonna happen.
I'm fine with that. It's looking into the neighbor's house, and it's the I'm
what
on
do
a
they
lot
care?
Of
don't they have the COVID?
And I'm on a lot of Zoom meetings. Oh, that's the other neighbors. Oh. That's the neighbors on the other side, and they're all free and clear. I talked to him. He said he was sick for like a month, and I don't know if you've talked to anybody that's had COVID, but apparently it knocked them all out, and they were real sick. No ventilators or anything, but yeah, they felt like hot garbage for at least a month, he said. It's pretty bad. It's no good. Hey, you want to talk about some sports?
Do you know of any?
We'll see if we can find some.
Okay.
And then we'll bring them
to
the
golf,
people.
No golf, no soccer. Do you know of any?
We good at NASCAR? We good with NASCAR? There's an interesting... I have an interesting thing about the race at Darlington.
The what?
The racing at Darlington.
Is that a horse race?
Nope. NASCAR racing at Darlington Motor Speedway. And I have something interesting, if you're going to watch it, something to look for. And we will discuss that next. It's the Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan. Fan text line 55305. I've worked from home for 7 years. Never worked in underwear.
BS.
Probably never worn underwear.
You totally have.
Didn't even wear underwear.
Now, that's can't a work hazard.
Can't work in your underwear if you don't wear underwear.
That's a work hazard all around.
Is it?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, first you got the threat of the zipper. Then,
are you afraid of the zipper?
You're either afraid of the zipper, or if you're a dribbler, my friend, you are going to be embarrassed.
Well, but he's working from home. What are you talking about? Embarrassed by when? How? Where?
Well, probably when your wife or significant other comes home and they say, why does it smell like urine in here? I go, shut up, I'm working.
Darlington Raceway in South Carolina is going to be hosting NASCAR tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why they call it NASCAR?
Is it an acronym?
That is a NASCAR. That car is NAS. That's a NAS. Comedian named Jeremy Flores. That's a joke I stole from him. The car is NAS. It's a NASCAR. Yeah. So the racing, 400 miles. At Darlington Raceway tomorrow. Here's the interesting thing I found about this. They're not qualifying for the race, and they're not running any practice laps. They're just jumping in their cars and going.
What's wrong with that? If you know how to drive, you know how to drive. What the hell's the point? Right? Isn't it the same?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Okay.
Yeah.
Take any sport.
Okay.
And go, all right, we're just going to throw you in no practice. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been concerned that the NBA will come back without practice.
Yeah.
Because of threat of injury, right?
Right, yeah.
That's concerning. Like, listen, you can do whatever you want to prepare for this, but we're just going to throw you out there and play. But you're concerned that NBA players might practice or might get hurt if they don't practice.
Yeah.
What happens if race cars going a couple hundred miles an hour just a little bit off?
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. If you gave me a week, I'd know how to drive one of those things.
That's fine.
A week.
I know, but
give me 1 week.
I understand.
And, dude,
it.
I am racing my ass off around there. Like, I'm competing in the Daytona 500 if you put me in that car.
I give you a week, and
you're
good
to go.
Yeah,
you give me a week. There is no timeline that exists today that I would be able to jump into an NBA game and even sniff competition. I'm telling you, dude, they passed me the ball.
No, you think you'd be competitive at Daytona
you
with zero
your ass
practice.
I'd be competitive. It's a friggin' car. Just get in the damn car and drive.
Oh.
It's not hard.
No.
What?
Okay. It's not hard.
I'll give you this. Turning might be kind of hard.
Yes.
But I'll get used to that.
Well,
5 days.
There's no practice. So I understand that these guys are professional race car drivers, and there's the competitive juices. It doesn't concern you at all.
I'll tell you what. I got a real long road that's right next to my cul-de-sac. You get me a NASCAR, and I'll drive up and down that thing for 5 days.
Did you make a left-hand turn at some point, young man?
I'll do it right on to 198.
5 days. NASCAR is racing tomorrow in the Cup Series, Xfinity Series on Tuesday, also at Darlington. Then they race again on Wednesday in a Cup Series race. They race again in another Cup Series race on May 24th. The Xfinity Series will race on the 25th. The Gardner Truck Series on the 26th. And then the Cup Series is back again on the 27th. There are 7 races in 11 days, my friends. If you love NASCAR, it's coming back with a vengeance. I'm not
coming back with a vengeance.
It is, dude.
Who pissed it off?
You did.
The virus pissed it off, man. Right then.
I tell you what, but I overheard the conversation that they weren't going to practice, and somebody goes, "Oh yeah, Darlington's got that tricky turn. It takes a bit to get used to it." And I was like, "That if there's a sport that I'd like to have at least a practice lap in, just go and run around the track a couple times, like that's a sport where I'm like, we're going about as fast as we can."
So when you teased this last segment and said that we were going to talk about NASCAR, I knew it would lead to this, and I always bring this up whenever we talk about NASCAR.
We never. This is the first time we've talked
about
NASCAR.
People talk about NASCAR sometimes on this station.
This is the first time I think you and I have ever tried talking about NASCAR.
Talked about it
I've
once.
Never been this interested in NASCAR.
Let me tell you this. It always leads to this conversation we're about to have, which is, if there was one sport that you feel like if you were given a week to prepare that you would be at least somewhat competitive in, which one would it be? And if you do consider NASCAR a sport, sir, that is my answer.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Give me 1 week and I could probably figure out how to drive that car. Am I going to win the Daytona 500? No, of course I'm not.
Are you going to finish better than last?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No way. Dude.
And I understand there's some strategy where I have to stop and they got to replace my wheels or some BS. Whatever. That's not me. I'm not doing that. I just friggin' stop the car. They change my wheels and they give me the go sign and I go, sweet. I'm going to keep driving in a straight line. Yes. 1 week, I would totally be slightly competitive in that sport.
No, you would not.
Give me another sport that I would be more slightly competitive in.
Okay. You might be the least bad at that, I guess. I think you have no chance of being competitive at the sport. Jeez.
Text line, hell, I can drive. I've only wrecked one car.
It's true. What's a sport that they can bury you? Like if they put you in right field on a...
No, man, I'm getting exposed in baseball.
Yeah, you are. You got to take your at bats.
Yes, I'm going to get hit.
Yeah.
Like hard. And when I swing, I'll probably fall over.
If you gave me a week, all I did was work on my knuckleball. Yes. All I did was work on my knuckleball. I wonder if I can
get
through a
half
inning.
You wouldn't even get into the plate.
Oh, yeah, I could.
Oh, dude, you've wrecked your shoulder. You wouldn't even get into the plate.
No, I wrecked my left shoulder. My right shoulder's fine.
Uh-huh.
I threw a football the other day.
Oh, wow. Oh,
listen to me.
Was it to one of your twins?
No, I knocked her over. Knocked her right on her ass. No, we've started doing the physical distancing bicycle riding with the nieces and nephew, and then me and my brother will chuck around the football. I'm telling you, man, it was the mini football. We put some pepper on it. My brother's hands were stinging. I still got a little bit behind the old fastball. I could probably hit 65 on the gun.
Dude, you're not even getting it to the catcher. I'm serious.
I can throw. You give me a week to throw it up. Hey, listen, you asked me to answer the question.
Yeah.
You have about as much belief in me throwing the knuckleball as I have in you not being the worst NASCAR driver ever, dude. I doubt you make it a lap without pooping your pants.
Also, text line, I could do soccer. It's mostly just running. I'd play defender, and I'd try to kick the ball out of bounds every time. That's a good point.
Soccer's another one. I'm telling you, you have to find something where it's like, here's the reason I say baseball. You put me in as a knuckleballer in a baseball game. The first line drive that comes back at me, I'm just going to pull myself from the game because some guy's going to just drill it at me.
Dude, so you're terrified. Assuming somebody's going to hit your ball. I'm telling you, you're not even going to get it to the plate.
You're saying I'm just going to walk.
I swear to you, you're going to be throwing that thing all over the place.
Here's the thing, dummy.
It'll hit dirt.
That's fine.
Like, it'll go dirt. Your catcher's going to be so pissed at you.
I can get an Ephus pitch in there. I'm fine with that. That's my one chance to be somewhat competitive is to go out and throw a baseball.
So you're going to tell me that you'd be more somewhat, or in this case, slightly competitive at baseball than getting in a car and driving in a straight line for 20 laps. Have you ever?
Yes, but again, everybody's going 200 miles an hour. So I've driven in L.A., so I probably got a better chance than you. I live down there. And I'll tell you, when I moved up here, I was like, dude, I don't know how to not go 90 miles an hour everywhere I go. What's the fastest you've ever driven a car?
80.
And you're driving?
Probably 90.
Okay. You ever get it? You ever drive so fast that the wheel starts shaking?
Maybe.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think you have. Dude, I've got it up to like 110 between Vegas and LA. I'm telling you, man, that is terrifying. Not only because I'm probably going to get a ticket, but like you're driving on a straight road and the wheel starts to chatter just a little bit. Dude, going 200 miles an hour, you have no chance. There's no way you're hitting the floor with the gas pedal. And if you do it going into a turn, you're hitting the wall.
Okay. So
you have no idea how to drive.
So you don't have the strength to turn a car.
No, I'm saying you don't have the timing of it.
The timing. Okay. So let's take the timing. So you definitely do have the timing to deliver a completed breaking ball.
Yes, I pitched in high school.
Oh my!
Are you kidding me? It's the same distance. It's not like I'm going onto the mound where it's going another 60 feet. You're going an extra 100 miles an hour faster than you've ever driven a car in a pack of cars, taking a turn as fast as you can. You have no chance.
You just said you pitched in high school.
I did.
How old are you?
I'm almost
38, aren't you? You're 30 friggin'
almost 40.
Dude, that's 20 years.
I understand that.
More. And that's more than 20 years.
But it's not like I haven't thrown a baseball in 20 years. Thrown a baseball recently. When was
at a major league game?
When was the last time you drove a car 200 miles an hour?
Dude, the Prius gets up to 70.
I got you.
It does take an hour.
You're great.
Look, I'm just saying, I dominate NASCAR.
Okay, that's fair. It's a fair argument. That's a fair argument. All right, let's go on to sports things.
I told you it would turn into that.
That's fine.
Every show that's ever talked about NASCAR, it always just goes right back to that of like, I think I could probably drive that thing.
I don't, man. I'm telling you, I do not. There is no chance that I think I could do that. I will tell you that right now. All right, so DeAndre Baker has turned himself in, but apparently his lawyer is saying that he didn't do anything. Let's talk about the debacle that is DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar, and we'll discuss that after this SportsCenter update. Some people are having gatherings out there, including Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker had a little get-together and apparently didn't end well. Kind of sounded like, from what I've heard. DeAndre Baker, cornerback, was a rookie last year for the New York Giants. Quentin Dunbar traded in March from the Redskins to the Seahawks. Those guys have arrest warrants out for them because of a suspected armed robbery that included big piles of cash and very expensive watches. You see the list of watches that were stolen in any of the reports that you've read?
I saw the list and I didn't really know what any of it meant. And then I went online and looked at how much they cost. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all five-figure watch purchases. You ever think about buying a really expensive watch and then you're like, $120?
Dude, I thought my Apple Watch was a lot of money.
How much was your Apple Watch?
$110.
Yeah, right around there where I'm like, yikes. I don't know. That seems a little pricey for me. A $17,000 watch?
Dude, have you seen the watch? What does it do for you? Have you seen the watch that Rafael Nadal wears?
No, but I've heard of it.
$350,000.
What was the watch that Odell Beckham Jr. was wearing to play football in?
Same one.
Yeah.
It's literally the same watch.
What does it do?
It's pretty friggin' insane.
I would hope so.
Well, but the watch face shows you like it has like 16 different time zones or something insane.
When have you ever needed that though?
And then it shows you straight into like the guts of the watch. It is really cool. It's a sweet watch.
It better be. $300,000 watch?
Dude, if you're making an S ton of money like he is, well, Nadal probably doesn't pay for it. He sponsors it.
Okay.
So I don't know. I bet he pays for it, but not a lot.
Sure.
But yeah, dude, if you're making that money, who cares? And that's why when they were saying that with the whole watches and everything, I was kind of like, yeah, dude, that's on the reg for those guys. That's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like a drop in the hat. Like when you're making that kind of money, you just don't think about spending that kind of stuff. You and I, it's like we have to go to the grocery store and we have to think like, well, that's a little high.
Hey, ketchup's on sale. I mean, I don't need ketchup right now, but I don't want to have to wait until it's on sale again to buy it. What if I run out? I've only got half a bottle. Kids do like the ketchup. I guess I'll buy it now.
You're at Costco. Well, it's a pandemic. I guess I should get 3 boxes of Aussie Bites.
But here's the trouble. If it's on the reg to buy a $20,000 watch, why is it that $70,000 is allegedly lost in a poker game or some sort of gambling in someone's house, and you pull out your semi-automatic weapons, allegedly, steal the watches, steal the cash, and jeopardize your entire NFL career?
Look, man, they're bored. I actually did think about that. I thought that maybe this pandemic and them in their houses, they're like going stir crazy and they're just like, you know what? Screw it. Let's do something insane. Let's just freaking go. Let's go steal it. Dude, some people get off on the thrill of that kind of stuff. I mean, I know this is not a great example, but like Jameis Winston stealing those crab legs, that was totally a thrill thing. That was just him being like, I'm the man. I don't care. I'm taking these crab legs. Nom nom. Like, I think people do that kind of stuff. Who's another? You remember Winona Ryder back in the 90s when she got caught on camera? Yeah. She's stealing clothes. Dude, Winona Ryder probably hauls in like $5 million a year.
She certainly at that time she was doing well.
Yeah. She still probably does. She does those Stranger Things. She's been in a few movies lately.
Yeah, like, she's made a resurgence. Yes, yeah. No question.
Why the hell would she steal from a department store? Come on. It's thrill, baby.
Maybe she had it out for JCPenney. She's probably dancing on their bankruptcy papers right now. Take that, pennies, you bunch of jerks. So the update on the situation, DeAndre Baker has apparently turned himself into Broward County Police.
Says his lawyer.
According to reports. Quentin Dunbar is still undecided. I saw that as a part of the headline. Still undecided on whether or not he's going to turn himself in.
It's fair.
The lawyers are saying, for both men, are saying now that, well, they have witnesses that have signed affidavits that say that those guys weren't there.
Yeah, they're dead. They just wrote their death certificate. Dude, I'm not saying anything. Please come up to me. Was that Quentin Dunbar that held you at gunpoint? Quentin who? I have no idea what you're talking about, sir. Sir, I was home with my wife that night.
Do you think this ends very much like the FBI investigation that was going to take down college basketball? Because I think that's a direction that this whole thing is going. There's going to be a lot of people that got upset, said something to the police and went, oh, yeah, we shouldn't have said that. That's going to cut down on a lot of the money infused into this group of people. Nobody got shot. Let's just pretend that we never said anything.
I don't know. Because those are two different animals.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The NCAA is, and this might sound kind of ridiculous, but the NCAA is almost more insular than the NFL. The NCAA is very much about protecting the process of things happening.
Yeah.
Meaning that they don't want the money flow to get effed up by somebody's incompetence. The NFL is more about, hey, I need to keep people watching on TV. And if you do anything that gets in the way of that, then I'm going to get pissed off. You held a bunch of people at gunpoint and stole some watches and money. I think people still want to watch you on TV. So whatever.
I don't think that this is the NFL necessarily doing it. I think this is agents, managers, lawyers, just having conversations with the guys going, hey, listen, if something happened, there might be a bag of money here that I'm going to leave on this table that says, I'm sorry.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think, because who was the guy? I can't remember the guy's name that had some stuff on Oregon and the whole.
Was that Chip Kelly's thing?
No. This was in the NCAA investigation of college basketball.
Yeah.
And they had some stuff on Altman, and there was potentially a link between Oregon and a recruit that was paid, I think, to go to Louisville. Mm-hmm. And the guy gets on the stand. He's like, I don't recall. I just think that there's going to be, in a situation like this, where there's nobody got shot, nobody's dead, I just feel like right now, the way the lawyers sound, mm-hmm. is that there's going to be a lot of people that forget something they may have said.
I don't think there'll be anybody that forgets anything. And I think that even if these dudes do get accused of it, and, you know, even if they spend a year in jail,
yeah,
right, Quentin Dunbar does.
He's 27. The other kid's 22. Yeah, but had a bad rookie year.
They'll be right back on the field when they get out of jail. The NFL is just, they're pathetic, dude. They don't care. They don't care what you think of their players at all. Kareem Hunt has a job.
Fan text line is upset. Stop saying semi-automatic. It's either automatic or a musket. Just about every weapon is semi-automatic. Sheesh. I'm just reading the reports, homie.
I'll admit, guns freak me out.
Do they?
Yeah.
But NASCAR
I've never
don't?
Shot a gun, ever.
You've never shot a gun?
No. Neither do I want to.
Yeah.
I just, they weird me out. The idea that I'm holding something in my hand that could end a life, just no. No, thank you.
Holding something right here that can end a life.
Oh,
my fist.
Oh, that's bad.
No?
Oh. May not end a life, but it can throw a breaking ball in the MLB with a week's prep.
Hey, listen, dude, I promise you I do better in Major League Baseball. I don't die in Major League Baseball nearly as fast as I do it in NASCAR.
Oh, whatever. You know what?
I stand by that.
Whatever. 200 miles ain't nothing.
Prove it.
I'm taking all that, bro.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean,
you soil your race suit, your fire suit pretty quick.
When they start
going through the safety protocols that you have to go into, and then you climb into that roll cage, they hand you the steering wheel and realize you have to put it on. You're just going to go, you know what? Never mind. I'm good. We're just going to cover you with this jelly in case you burst into flames. You're like, you know what? I'm good. Here's your diaper that we fit you in. Here's your fire suit. Here's your. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're done.
You know, I would do it if it wasn't for there's a lot of emissions that come from cars.
That's it.
And you know me, I'm not about that life.
It's all about the environment. Let's do this. Let's get to Good versus Evil because the people demand it. They need it. They want it. Good versus Evil next. Center and Saint, 1080 The Fan.
Have you been too busy to keep up on sports this week?
What has happened today? What has happened? What has happened to the national interest?
No time to form your own opinions?
I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times.
Well, no worries, brah. Let the Center and the Saint shred the gnar while you just sit back and ride the wave. It's time for Good versus Evil, brought to you by the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants, 808 on 1080 The Fan.
I've had great relationships over the years with those guys and expect to have the same type of relationship with Jordan. He didn't get asked to be drafted by the Packers. There's nothing, you know, he's not to blame at all. You know, he's just coming in excited about his opportunity. We had a great conversation the day after the draft, and I'm excited to work with him. You know, he seems like a really good kid with his good head on his shoulders. And
that was pretentious douche Aaron Rodgers. The mustachioed QB had a press conference yesterday where he was asked about the Packers drafting Jordan Love. He said that it was obviously a surprise, but that he understands management needs to look ahead to the future. He also stated that he's enjoyed good relationships with backup QBs over the years and that he expects to have the same with Love. He also said he wants to play into his 40s, but that it might be elsewhere. How long do you think it is before the Green Bay Packers just trade Aaron Rodgers?
Probably not after this season, after the following season. Tom Brady's going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Peyton Manning was a Bronco. Joe Montana was a Kansas City Chief. Brett Favre played for two more teams after the Packers. So there's just too many guys that end up bouncing around at the end of their careers if they want to finish up. He's at a QBR that's dropped every year for the last four seasons. Jordan Love may be the guy of the future, but, you know, there's also the possibility that he's not that good. We've seen other quarterbacks drafted in the first round, especially the late first round, that haven't panned out. So I'm going to say 2 years. Okay.
But I think in the end, what it comes down to is, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I don't know what you're talking about. And that's why I appreciate the Steelers organization coming out saying, man, there's no truth to this whatsoever. You're damn right there's no truth to it. I don't know what he's talking about.
That's a man who's somehow more quiet during sex, Stephen A. Smith. Huh. On a podcast with Barstool Sports earlier this week, former Steeler James Harrison said that head coach Mike Tomlin gave him an envelope after Harrison was fined for a hit to the head on Cleveland receiver Muhammad Muscoy. I'm going to butcher that name. Back in 2010, it's important to note that at this point, the Saints head coach Sean Payton was suspended for a full season for some silly little thing. I think it was called Bounty Gate.
Yep.
Should the league do the same to Tomlin?
No. Listen, if money exchanges hands between coaches and players, and it's not... The idea that it was a bounty versus going, hey, you know, sorry that you got fined. Whatever, man. You're going to have to go and you have to get these guys to.
Wait. You think that's better?
I don't care. Do you care? This is in 2010.
Kind of hypocritical.
That's fine. It's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's just saying it anecdotally.
10 years ago?
What? Didn't you say 2010?
What does that matter? I murdered a guy with my car back in 07.
Is that what happened?
Whatever.
Oh, is that what happened? Somebody got murdered. If it was premeditated and there was a bounty on it, it would be a systematic thing that, like, that they discovered with the Saints, which some people still deny,
yeah.
Is very different than going, dude, I saw that hit. That wasn't a cheap shot. Here's a little cash. Then you're going to have to go and prove that this was a regular thing, and you're going to have to dig up all the stuff from 10 years ago just to suspend Tom.
Well, that's a lot of work, isn't it?
It feels like a lot of work.
Too bad you don't have an organization with unlimited money.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, if you want to spend your time doing that, just get Tomlin out, who otherwise has been a pretty good coach. Yeah, go for it.
Obviously, we want to play. Oh, man, we want to play. We want to play bad, too, and I think that's a consensus for the guys around the league. We wanted to be, obviously, as safe as possible, but the biggest thing is we miss the game.
That's a guy who was convinced to let Carlton be in his commercials, Chris Paul. The NBA displayed a bit of optimism this week around the idea of starting the 2019-2020 season back up. Commissioner Adam Silver was on a call with a bunch of owners where it was reported that he was becoming increasingly positive about that very idea. Do you believe the hype, or do you think this is just a smokescreen to keep the NBA in the news mill?
No, I think that they definitely want to get things going again. It's about figuring out the safest way to do it. But you've already played, what, 8/10 of the or 4/5 of the NBA season. So you might as well conclude it when you have a chance. But yeah, I think these guys are really itching to play. One of the scenes from The Last Dance that made me think that there's a possibility of getting the NBA back is when they were talking about the Jordan Dome that was built on the Space Jam set, and people saying that that was some of the best basketball that they've ever seen, and it'd be great if you could go back and actually watch some of those games. Just put them in the Jordan Dome, play Shirts versus Skins. I'll watch. Will might not, but I'm all in.
I'm not gonna watch that crap.
Oh, shut up! You're an idiot.
Time for my favorite story of the week, and this one comes from outer space.
Yeah, space story.
Headline, Space Agency, human urine could help make concrete on the moon.
Wait, what?
The European Space Agency said Friday that human urine could one day become a useful ingredient in making concrete to just build stuff on the moon.
Okay.
The agency said researchers in a recent study it sponsored found that urea, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, the main organic compound in urine would make the mixture for a, quote, lunar concrete more malleable before it hardens into its sturdy final form.
Well, here's my question is...
So you're going to live in a piss house.
Well, yeah, but it's on the moon. Cool with that. Here's my question is, does that work on Earth? Could I make a more malleable concrete here at...
No.
Earth's gravity?
No.
Just on the moon.
So what are you peeing on?
I don't know. Well, I think you just pee in a bucket, and then they pour the bucket into the concrete mix, and then let's go. And
I think what they're saying is that, like, the stuff on the moon, the moon dust, like, if you piss on it, like, it gets concrete.
That's not what I'm hearing from the roof. That's what I was expecting. That's what I was hoping you were going to say. If you were to pee on the moon, the whole thing would turn to concrete.
Ah, listen further.
Okay.
The main ingredient in, quote, lunar concrete would be a powdery soil found on the moon's surface known as lunar regolith.
Okay, so can we take moon dust to Earth and make the same urine concrete?
No, I bet some some gravity with the urine.
I'm curious about this.
Like, dude, like, I don't think it works here.
Dude, you know what I want to watch, though? Is you build one of those, like, skate parks on the moon, the ones they do for, like, the X Games.
Yeah.
And then you've got, not only do you have the piss concrete, but you've got less gravity. So I'm saying the kick flips are going to be sweet, bro. Yeah? No?
Text line. That's a lot of piss, boys.
Yeah, well, we're not saying the whole moon. I just need enough for a... Well, actually, how far does... Yeah.
Well, here's my other question. Is there some compound that is actually in urine that would make it? Or could you just bring water up there and do it? Could you use
You said the urea.
I guess, but couldn't you, like, produce urea?
How far could I pee on the moon?
Probably infinity. There's no gravity, right?
Well, there's some gravity.
Well, it's just very little. I mean, I think if you pee on the moon... Well, first of all, no, you can't pee on the moon because you're dead.
What are you talking about? There's got to be a way that you...
No, you can't pee on the moon, dude.
Little airlock system for the old Winky.
Once you let that in, you're dead.
Really?
You can't pee on the moon.
I don't think that's true. Doesn't sound right. How far could I pee on the moon? That's what I'd like to know. As a scientist figured out that...
No, they're too busy figuring it. How does this even come about?
Can we just go back to the moon? When did we stop going to the moon? How dumb was that? Send a few Apollo missions up there and then we just stop? I'd go to the moon. That sounds dope.
Well, it was all just a Cold War ruse.
It's all fake.
Well, I mean, they just did it because Russia was doing it.
Yeah, I know.
And it was the Cold War. Well, and Russia, they were like, well, Russia can't beat us in everything.
So if China went to the moon, then we'd want to go back now because of the...
I think China has gotten to the moon.
Have they?
They said they have. Oh. I think there been other countries.
Are you saying you can't trust China?
Well, I can't really trust any of that. And I'm actually a moon truther. I do believe Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing.
Really?
Yeah.
We faked the moon landing.
Dude, how does that flag straight up fly?
What?
That flag shouldn't be flapping in the wind.
There's no atmosphere up there.
Yeah, so what up with that?
Yes.
You ever watch 2001 Space Odyssey? Looks eerily similar.
Oh, never went to the moon. Well, let's go then. Damn it, we can send a rover to Mars. Let's go to the moon.
Why would you want to live on the moon?
I don't know if I want to live there. I want to go there.
Like, can anything grow on the moon?
I don't know, but it doesn't need to grow. You can just make concrete out of your pee.
But see, like, that's what I always think about whenever they have these ideas on TV. Where, like, you remember that movie on Disney Channel, Xena, the war girl of the future or whatever? You remember that?
Yeah, Xena Warrior Princess.
No. Not the chick with the knockers. The chick that goes up to the moon and lives on a space station.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Okay, so they live on a space station up there. And I was like, why didn't you just go to another planet where you could actually grow things on it?
I don't know.
Going to Mars seems more feasible because they found, like stuff that looks like water and stuff growing on Mars. I don't think you could grow anything on the moon.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't have any nutrients. It's just dust.
And according to the fan text line, you can't pee in a vacuum.
Watch me. I'll pee on a vacuum. I'll pee all over myself until I get it in that vacuum.
Well, he's correct, at least with one thing. We are idiots. Okay, that is Good versus Evil. It is brought to you by 808. They are open for to-go or delivery. Just go to ATE-OH-ATE.com for menus and hours. Their food is delicious. In hour two, we need to talk about things and stuff and then more things. Let me find my notes. Oh, yeah.
It's just turned into a gigantic Mexican.
Stephen A. Smith, mad. NFL facilities reopening. And
you learn something new every day.
That's true. You do. We'll talk about those things and more. Hour two coming up. Sinner and Saint, 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.